the peace, I mean, when the observers are there, they are stopping violence. They, you're seeing that people are allowed to freely...
Right, which doesn't necessarily call them peacekeepers, but what it does speak to is the fact that their very presence as witnesses, as monitors, can often prevent the government from carrying out atrocities.
But does that not sort of overstate their mandate? I mean, what is the difference between that and what peacekeepers do?
Well, I'd refer you to the UN for the clear delineation between the two. Yeah, go ahead.
You said you're working to convene the Security Council. So what kind of resolution...
Well, we're consulting...
Consulting to convene
with our partners
the Security Council.
In the Security Council.
So what kind of resolution are you looking for? Is it under the chapter 7, you insist on it, or just condemnation?
Well, I think we're looking, again, I don't want to predetermine or prejudge what might come out of it. The Secretary has mentioned chapter 7 resolution, but let's wait and see. Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
So is chapter 7 plan B?
Plan B, as you know, is across a broader spectrum. It's about UN action, but it's also about the other mechanisms through the Friends of Syria that we've tried to set in place in terms of economic sanctions, financial sanctions, increased political pressure being brought to bear on Assad.
But that
as well as our humanitarian aid, which is assistance, which is upwards of 40 million now, and non-lethal aid to the Syrian opposition.
So, I'm sorry, that is Plan B?
Again, it's a broad spectrum. While we're pursuing, and we certainly want to see the Annan plan succeed, we're also continuing with these other options that we're pursuing, which is support for the opposition, humanitarian assistance, working through the Friends of Syria to increase financial and political pressure on Assad.